This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Kenosha police officer Rustin Shesky may have avoided criminal charges yesterday in a decision announced by Kenosha County District Attorney Mike Gravely. But there could be more legal trouble for Shesky and the Kenosha Police Department. Shesky shot a black man, Jacob Blake, numerous times last August when responding to reports of a domestic incident. Blake remains unable to walk. But D.A. Gravely said yesterday that Shesky's action could be viewed by a jury as self-defense because Blake, Gravely says, had a knife. One of the Blake family lawyers, Beivory Lamar, says he and his legal team will now consider filing a civil lawsuit against the Kenosha police.
We just look at negligence on part of the department. We're going to look at the training of these officers. We're going to look at, you know, a lot of different things.
Also last evening, the U.S. attorney in Milwaukee, Matthew Krieger, released a statement saying a federal civil rights investigation into the shooting of Blake is ongoing. The release says the Justice Department, including its Civil Rights Division, will make an independent charging decision. But attorney Krieger also says federal probes continue into arson and what he calls rioting and other violent crimes that occurred in Kenosha for a few nights after Blake was wounded. Last night in Kenosha, about 24 people marched for a few hours, protesting the lack of criminal charges against Officer Shesky. The march was largely peaceful, except for when the crowd yelled at roughly a dozen National Guard members near the county courthouse. And as the protesters left, someone set off what sounded like small firecrackers near the numerous television crews covering the evening's actions. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.